Hi there. In this episode...
My mum came down to visit me. Oh, she loves deadheading with my mum. Her eyes, you know, if you're chatting to her in the garden, her eyes are just always looking around, just looking for something to pick off. What are we doing today? We're doing geraniums. All right, I don't know if they're untrendy or not. I don't care. Apparently, people are returning to geraniums. I think there's always an article in the Sunday newspapers about people returning to something that was out of date, like dahlias, returning to dahlias. They're back in trend. I don't know, but for geraniums, for me, never went out of fashion. I've loved them forever because they remind me of abroad. They remind me of Mediterranean, hot summers, geraniums in all sorts of containers, old tin cans, making white villas and apartment blocks and just anything that's sort of rendered and painted white, these geraniums out in front, making them all look really colourful. So I've stuck with them. I'm a geranium stalwart and have always enjoyed them. And I love the deadheading of them as well because they just keep replenishing with their big blousy pet flower heads, which you can, you know, they're about palm sized, a bit bigger than a, you know, hand size sometimes. And I really like red geraniums. I've gone for geraniums that are red and pink, hot pink. And I've done that colour combo because I really like red and pink together. I think it's quite jarring. And we like jarring stuff sometimes. Not everything has to be super pleasant to look at, does it? Geraniums aren't really that pleasant to look at. They're not that nice to smell either. They've got a kind of lemony, fusty, not a very nice smell. I remember as a kid not really enjoying the smell of them. Right, so I've lined up all of my geraniums. I've got three in a window box and I've got three in pots. And I've got these kind of ornamental bucket things which my mother-in-law gave to my children to grow sunflowers in. However, they don't have any drainage. So they're a bit impractical. So I've bung the old geraniums in them on a load of stones so they don't sit in water. And because, of course, they're Mediterranean flowers, they don't really like too much water or too much care, actually. They don't really like soil that's super composty or whatever. But I need to give them a little bit more of a jog on because these geraniums have been in bud for a very long time. Kind of they're a bit stuck. So I thought what I'd do is I'd just try them with a bit of seaweed feed just to jolt them a little bit into producing a few more flowers, a few more blooms. Because I'm impatient, essentially. I'm a very impatient person. Gardening's taught me a lot about patience, but sometimes I just think, come on. Like the Nicotiana last year that just weren't going anywhere and someone went, bung a bit of feed on them. And I did. And there they were. Boing. Fantastic. So I've got my seaweed feed in my watering can and... Oh, sorry, that was a bit rude, wasn't it? So I'm just filling up the watering can. All right, Joey's back. Of course, he wants a drink. Come on then. All right. I think he's like some sort of taster. He has to taste everything watery that's going on. He often stands in muddy puddles when we're out on a walk and just has a massive drink and then wees in it. Attractive. Right, back to the geraniums. And all I'm going to do is just give them a little bit of a drink, not too much, of this seaweed-rich stuff. I'm going to pour it over the leaves as well and the plants. Apparently that's good for it. And these other ones in the pots, I can't really soak them. I don't need to. Take the sprinkler head off and get right into the roots there. I used to have them on the steps on the front of my house when I lived in London in a flat. I used to have a maisonette flat and I had the first floor and the second floor. And so I had steps running up to the front. Do you know, I kind of fancied myself in a kind of New York apartment like that, but it was a terrace in West London. And they looked really lovely. I had full sun all day and these geraniums were just vibrant and beautiful all day long. And the brilliant thing was no one nicked them. It was quite something. And what I didn't know back then was that you had to deadhead plants in order to keep them flowering. So I had all these geraniums on my front steps and I never deadheaded them. I just wondered why they died so quickly. I was like, oh, well, that wasn't very good, was it? They had a flower on them and then now they're dead. God, that's just boring. My mum came down to visit me and she just spent... Oh, she loves deadheading, does my mum. Her eyes, you know, if you're chatting to her in the garden, her eyes are just always looking around, just looking for something to pick off. Obviously, she's not very interested in what you're saying. That's another reason. But yeah, so she spent like an hour just getting rid of all these deadheads and tidying up these geraniums. And lo and behold, the following week almost, they were there back again with beautiful new flowers on. And I learnt my lesson. Deadheading is the way to go. Same with the roses, same with pansies. So yeah, a bit of deadheading. It's a joy. It's just a bit of a potter, isn't it? And I'm going to look forward to more colour, actually, from these chaps. I'm anticipating it happening any moment, and with a bit of feed, it's going to make it happen sooner, because I'm impatient, and we can have some lovely colour out on the Mediterranean sun terrace. Perfect setting for them, in this sort of dry area of the garden that gets full sun against the white rendered plaster of the boxes and the seating area. Oh, it's all coming together. It always does in June. All falls into place. Beautiful.